A very good evening to you all, and welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to this ecumenical Good Friday service. Worshipping with us this evening, we have members from the Roman Catholic Church, from the Episcopal Church, from Newport on Tay Church, Balmorino, Wormit, and we have others worshipping via Zoom. And this is not just an ecumenical service, it is also an international service. I've just been told that John Macmillan is signing in from Norway. So on behalf of the Newport on Tay Church of Scotland, I would love to welcome all those who are worshipping with us this evening for the first time or who are doing so after a long while. The service is being officiated by myself. I'm the minister here. Also, Kathy, who is the minister for the Episcopal Church, and a host of others from the different churches will be taking the lessons. I will now invite Kathy to introduce the special kind of service which we are going to have this evening.
Tenebrae means darkness or shadows. As we come to the end of Lent, we begin a journey into darkness, to a place of deep shadows. Today we accompany Jesus in his last hours. We witness the cruelties and the suffering he endures. We listen to the words of condemnation and ridicule. In all this, he is innocent. He is the faithful servant of God, doing his Father's work, bringing the gospel of love, peace, and hope. And so in this liturgy, with readings from the Bible, we are invited to walk solemnly and attentively with Jesus. Better to know, better to understand, better to be his friend, his disciple, his witness. Be still and know that God is here.
Listen to the first lesson, and can I ask lesson readers, please, after you finish, just announce the next hymn. Thank you.
Our first reading is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, reading verses 17 to 29. Jesus eats the Last Supper with his disciples. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and as they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him, one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We join together in singing hymn 376. 'Twas on the night when doomed to know.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, On the night before he died, your son shared the Passover meal with his friends, giving them bread to nourish their spirits and wine poured out as his blood for the forgiveness of their sins. We pray that we may turn to him for our strength and for forgiveness through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The second reading from Matthew 26, verses 36 to 56. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So, leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him." And he came up to Jesus at once and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and he kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you came to do." Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I can appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must be so?" At that hour Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out as against a robber, with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has to be taken place, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him and fled. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we'll now sing hymn 380, "There is a Green Hill Far Away."
Thank you.
Father in heaven, your Son Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, seeking to understand what you were asking him to do. Help us to pray, to persevere in discovering the thing you called us to do with our lives. Give us the strength and courage to follow your calling, whatever the cost, when we feel alone or betrayed, afraid or helpless. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The third reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verses 1 to 15. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now, at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison, who had committed murder in this insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "And what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The next hymn is number 775, "Jesus, Remember Me."
Jesus.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, when we feel the whole world against us, accounting us of little worth, give us your spirit that we may speak the truth and stay firm in our calling to be like Jesus, whatever the cost. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The fourth reading is from Mark chapter 15, verses 16 to 32. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole battalion, and they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed, and spitting on him, and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull. And they offered him wine with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now let us join together to sing "The Old Rugged Cross."
All right.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we so often stand by as others are mocked and belittled, as cruelty and injustice are allowed free rein, afraid to speak, afraid to act, silent and guilty. Father, give us strength to speak out and to witness always to the right and to the truth. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our fifth reading, Jesus dies on the cross, Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 54. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, this man is calling Elijah. And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, truly, this was the Son of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We'll now sing hymn 382.
Father in heaven, when we cannot find you and are not sure that you are there, give us faith. Let us understand that you are always faithful, always present, holding us and sustaining us, even in the darkest moments when all seems hopeless and lost. and death surrounds us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our sixth reading starts at Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, and goes on to 53, verse 5. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up, and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them, they see, and that which they have not heard, they understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. The word of the Lord. We join again to sing the hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, today we look on Jesus, your Son, stripped and humiliated, scorched and crowned with thorns, mocked and spat upon, betrayed and led out to be nailed to a tree. Yet this man takes upon himself our sins, our faults, our failings, and gives us new life in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The seventh reading from Matthew 27, verses 62 to 66. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he is risen from the dead. And the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us now sing hymn 396, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain?"